Iran agreed to surrender enriched uranium and nuclear ambitions in tentative deal with Trump, reports. By Kurt Sindelka on May 24, 2026. Multiple reports have indicated that U.S. negotiators believe that Iran has committed to giving up its nuclear ambitions and its highly enriched uranium as a part of a broader peace deal with President Donald Trump. On Saturday afternoon, President Trump announced that an agreement has been largely negotiated between Washington and Tehran. However, Mr. Trump said that the final details of the deal were still being discussed and would not be made public at the time. According to a report from the New York Times, citing two U.S. officials, the Islamist regime in Iran verbally agreed to U.S. negotiators that it would give up its stockpile of highly enriched uranium. Although exactly how the nuclear material would be removed from the country remains unclear, such an agreement would fulfill a long-standing and major aim of the White House. While the Islamist regime has a spotty track record of following through on its commitments, an agreement would also likely shore up support from Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill, some of whom have expressed skepticism about coming to any agreement with the mullahs. The report noted that while Iran previously rejected the notion of surrendering its uranium, the apparent agreement came as America intimated that it was willing to resume its military campaign against the country if a deal was not reached. Indeed, President Trump said on Saturday that he was ready to blow Iran to kingdom come if talks broke down. Meanwhile, Axios reports that the two sides are ready to sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, that would remain in place for at least 60 days. The outlet, again citing an unnamed U.S. official, said that the memorandum would include a commitment from Iran to give up pursuing nuclear weapons and agree to negotiate the end of its enrichment program and to hand over its stockpile of uranium. Concurrently, the U.S. would reportedly negotiate the lifting of sanctions and the release of Iranian funds over the same time period. However, Axios said that such measures would only be fully implemented upon a final deal, which would presumably resolve the nuclear issue. The report added that the Strait of Hormuz would be opened during the 60-day MOU ceasefire in exchange for the U.S. lifting its naval blockade on Iranian ports and allowing for the country to once again start selling its oil. Yet, this would be contingent on Iran clearing mines from the Strait of Hormuz. Additionally, the Memorandum of Understanding also reportedly included a commitment to end the conflict in Lebanon, which broke out after Hezbollah militants fired on Israel following the killing of former Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in February. It remains to be seen if Israel has agreed to end its war against the Iranian-backed terror group. While a final deal has yet to be announced, regional partners in the Middle East celebrated the apparent diplomatic breakthrough by President Trump. Commenting on a call between President Trump and Middle East leaders held on Saturday, the Saudi Foreign Ministry said on Sunday, during the call, the leaders reviewed the latest regional developments, expressing deep appreciation for President Trump's leadership and his commitment to consultation and coordination with regional leaders. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.